As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're looking for a wonderful place to dine in between Lincoln and Omaha, in Ashland, or on Highway 6, where would you guys recommend telling people to go to?
Like someplace right in between?
I'd say right in between, yeah.
That'd be like someplace like in Ashland?
In Ashland.
I'd pick Ashland first, be the first town. What would you go with for a location, Steve?
Ashland's a good spot.
Yeah.
Is there a restaurant you'd go to, though?
You can call people in Omaha and say, would you want to meet me at Ruhlman's in Ashland?
Ruhlman's.
And they might say, Ruhlman's, what's that? And then you explain it to them and just say, meet me there. You'll see.
You understand. Yeah. If you meet me there and we go there, you'll want to go back many times.
I saw on social media last night that John Cook was there last night.
Oh, really?
I missed that.
Yeah, John Cook.
Wait a second.
Yeah, name dropping here. John Cook was at Ruhlman's last night.
That was on social media?
On social media, yeah. So you can stop out like that. You never know. You might see someone famous stopping in. That's what Phil does. But you know what? How low-key was it? It wasn't announced. Wasn't a deal. That's how comfortable.
Where did you see that?
That's how comfortable Cookie felt about coming in. John Cook. Stopping
in. Facebook?
Facebook, where the only real news is at.
That's Bill's news place, Facebook. Not X, not TV, Facebook.
Do you scroll your phone on that?
Scroll. You can scroll it, yes. I don't spend a lot of time scrolling on Facebook. I'm more looking easy at ESPN or different things. I go to like four websites. That's about it.
ESPN. Facebook.
Football Scoop.
Football Scoop.
Okay, I need to spend more time on
Football Scoop. Has some cool articles. So I go on Football Scoop, yes.
What else?
I'll go to Google occasionally.
Hey, this is informative. After we get done with Ruhlman's, I got to ask Jake a very important journalism question.
Okay.
That I've been meaning to ask him.
We'll stop by Ruhlman's for lunch and dinner. Highway 6 in Ashland.
Seafill.
You can't miss it. Yeah, they got wonderful steak options. Also, walleye, Chilean sea bass, scallops, risotto. It's incredible.
Is all the sea bass from Chile?
I think it is. I think it's all Chilean.
I didn't know if they had any other kind of sea bass, like Venezuela or something like that, sea bass.
I don't know if they can. I just noticed there's something on the window. We'll have to cover that. We'll have to cover that.
I saw that too.
Yeah, we'll have to cover that. God, there's some.
Because they're fighting over there.
Expletives on it. We're going to have to look at this. This looks like the work of Greg to me. I just noticed it right now. Interesting. Okay, I was going to ask Jake this question that Bill can join in on too. Sometimes I'm looking for ideas. I'll just put on a message board or something like that. What Twitter X accounts do you go to for college football news?
Like Pete Thamel has a lot of different.
Okay, is there any?
I just go to cbssports.com.
Is that where you mainly go?
They do such a great job. They have so many different articles. It's well written. It's well thought out. It's inventive a lot of times.
I thought you scoured a little bit more.
Well, I do, but it usually ends up there or different websites. But that's kind of the key one.
I got to find some X accounts that just are devoted to college football. That's what I'm all out to find, and I haven't really set in to do it yet, but this is the off season. We're heading into May.
Well, Bill has provided Football Scoop's a wonderful one.
Football Scoop,
they
is
have
a good
lot of good
one.
Headlines. Really good, yes. A lot of good headlines.
Football Scoop's a good one.
Is it Yard Barker? Is that one?
I have not been on that site in years. Yeah. But yeah,
that's
definitely
one.
I go to that occasionally. Yes,
that's definitely
one. That is still around. I didn't know it was still.
So I just type on Google football, college football rumors and something else.
Do you?
And it popped. Then I kind of scroll through what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
This was good.
We're helping you
the
out.
The coach is teaching
journalistic
30-year sports writer how to do it.
I like that.
Anyway, there's some pictures on the window that we're going to have to address at some point. We don't have to do
we'll
it
take
now.
Take them off during the break.
I can't see them very well.
This one you're fighting maybe Bill over there, possibly? Punching Bill? You guys are both fighting each other?
I don't know. We really don't fight, though. I'm concerned with that.
We'll take it off the window.
What's happened? What did we do yesterday? Was there something we did yesterday?
At odds? No.
Yeah, this probably goes back to Tony Orlando and Don. Really,
that could be
the biggest fight you've had on these airwaves.
Yeah, well, it'll be the end of our friendship.
The end of friendship.
It'll unravel.
Knock three times is the end of the friendship.
When we hear all of a sudden like that, have you guys seen Bush lately? No. Well, here's where it all started. Right here.
Tony Orlando.
It began to unravel.
And Don.
It began to unravel.
Means me meet you in the hallway.
It's twice just too much
the pipe. Oh, twice on the pipe is incredible. Ding, ding.
It's just so fun.
So good.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No.
Saw this yesterday. So you know that Nico Iamaliava went to UCLA. His brother was at Arkansas and followed his footsteps to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And Arkansas is not happy. This is from CBS Sports. It says Arkansas puts departed QB Madden Iamaliava in its crosshairs by encouraging NIL Collective to recoup its buyout. This is from Hunter Yurachek, who is the AD.
He's AD.
Of Arkansas. Says, quote, I have spoken with the leadership team at Arkansas Edge, the collective, and expressed my support in their pursuit to enforce their rights under any agreement violated by our student-athletes moving forward. We appreciate Edge's investment in our student-athletes and acknowledge the enforcement of these agreements is vital. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In our new world of college athletics, we look forward to continued dialogue with all parties resolving these matters. They want the money that was given to Madden back since he is departing to UCLA.
Madden, I believe. Yeah.
So the little bit I read on this was that they have a case, they being Arkansas, Tennessee doesn't. That's what I've heard. Just however the contract was written, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this makes, I mean, right now I can imagine that the mad scramble that's going on probably at UCLA right now with, okay, what contract are they signing with us? How are we protected? Because you do deserve, if you sign a contract, if you're, so coaches move all the time, right? They get options. They whether use the term upgrade, they have a chance for leverage, all those things. But guess what goes with it? A buyout. You have a situation, you have a buy. You don't get to just walk away from everything without some form of a repercussion. Mm-hmm. And all these things, so what you hope in for college football, that this holds true. You hope that there is some repercussions for this,
right,
and contracts are more steady. And so all of a sudden it's like, okay, you want to jump in the portal, that's fine. Just understand, in the contract, it said if you did not serve this length of contract with this, then you have to be able to pay this back. It's not whatever the contract says. So it gives you a chance for this to get more traction, to have a little bit more real teeth to it on both sides.
For sure. And
so this says, so he signed a $500,000 contract.
Who's that?
Madden. With
Madden.
Arkansas. So he had originally committed to UCLA in May of 2024, but flipped to Arkansas in December on National Signing Day. So just 5 months ago. Agreed to a one-year deal, NIL deal, worth $500,000. It says here, per CBS Sports, contracts in Arkansas commonly include language requiring players to reimburse 50% of the money remaining on their deal should they leave for another school, according to documents. He had 8 months left on his contract.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, according to On3, along those lines, most schools now include buyouts in revenue-sharing contracts or in NIL collective deals that are being transitioned to rev share contracts this summer. So there is buyout language already. And not all of them, but they say most schools. Now, here's the issue that Hunter Yurashek needs to be careful. He can't be too, he can't be too overt, because you don't want to scare away guys.
Yeah, that was always the the first comment is, okay, we can't do that, because all of a sudden if we're suing or past players to get their money back, to me, I disagree with it now. I'm like, just sign the contract. Do what's right. Because there's no chance I'm not going, well, I'm not going to Arkansas, because if I up and just leave, I have to owe this back. Because it's going to happen everywhere.
It's not so much that. It's if he gets a reputation as a hard line guy, if I was a head coach, I'd watch him. I'd be like, easy. I don't think it's going to affect you, but you don't want a you can get a reputation, and I don't think he's there. I think he's fine right now.
Right now, your reputation would be good. Would be good. Everyone would be on there. What side are you on right now?
Hunters.
I'm on Arkansas side right now.
Now, would a player?
I am.
We don't matter. Agents matter, and players matter, and I think he's fine right now. But I just think if he got a reputation, it could get bad.
Well, just pick a player, any player, Nebraska. Boom, Jets out of here. What do the Nebraska fans want?
Well, they're I know what the fans want.
They're gonna be like, no, this is how it should be. That's why you have agreements. That's why you have agreements to be able to handle these.
I think most players are like that. I hope. I mean, I hope they're like that. I personally like what he's doing, but
also it'll be across the board. There's nobody right now it's not all of a sudden you're you're in North Carolina or NC State, and you're like, yeah, we don't want any verbiage in our contracts. Allow everyone to get out.
No, it's happening.
So it's going to be everywhere. So that's going to be the law of the land.
Yeah, and it's already.
Most people already have it done. Yeah. Like I said, I'm sure it's in great shape here with Carson. I'm sure things are in great shape with 1890.
The I'm a Levis. Just keep getting bad press.
To go away.
Bad press. Yes. Bad press. It doesn't look good.
This will be one of the, we've talked about that. Deion going to Colorado being an incredible 30 for 30 story. This is an incredible 30 for 30 story. If it nosedives, if his career nosedives, or his career takes off incredibly, first pick in the draft, no matter what, the storyline is a storyline. And it'll be very interesting to talk about 10 years from now of what happened during
or 3 years from now.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break on The Ticket.